makes the catch at the 30, the 20, the 10, 5, rock and roll, touchdown, Texans!
Hello, and welcome to the HoustonTexans.com podcast.
Thanks, Mark. Hi, Texans fans. Thanks for joining us. I'm Brooke Bentley with Texans Today, the only podcast coming to you straight from Reliance Stadium. It's Monday, September 1st. The Texans used Labor Day to get ready for the Pittsburgh Steelers. Coach Gary Kubiak talks about how the team is preparing for the game. But first, don't forget to sign up for the Pancakes and Pigskins breakfast on September 9th. It's a chance to eat with the rookies and listen to GM Rick Smith. Go to HoustonTexans.com for more information.
Flight 72. Flight 72.
The Texans will travel to Pittsburgh this week to face a Steelers team that is coming off a 10-6 record and an AFC North Division title. Right now, Mike Tomlin's team is favored by 6 points. Houston head coach Gary Kubiak said he's about to see how tough his men are.
Well, you know, we've had a good camp, man, as I said. You know, we're a better football team right now as we get going than we were last year, but that doesn't guarantee anything, you know. So we got a big task ahead of us. We understand what it's going to take for us to be successful, not only through the season, but especially this opening week. So we just got to focus on Pittsburgh.
The Steelers run a 3-4 defense and have one of the best linebacker units in the league. So the Texans running backs will face a huge test in trying to move the chains and manage the clock.
Well, yeah, I mean, we're trying to get better running the football to keep our defense off the field. You know, when you play this team, they're as physical as it gets, and you know, you got to be willing to have some nasty, you know, 2-1 and 2-yard runs in there to keep your third downs manageable. So playing a very physical group, they pride themselves on being very physical, so big challenge.
The team will rely on a running back by committee approach with starter Amon Green and backups Chris Taylor and Steve Slayton.
Well, I wish that, you know, Amon and Chris Brown were had played the whole preseason and been totally healthy, but that's part of the business. Bottom line is we got Amon back. He's ready to go to work, and Slayton and Taylor have had very good camps, and, you know, we got Darius here if something were to go wrong. So, you know, that's where we end up, but we lost Chris, and nothing we can do about that. We're going to move forward.
As always, thanks for listening. We'll be back on Tuesday with the latest Texans news. And remember, it's always football time in Houston.
All you Texans, get